With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Attorney General Merrick Garland is denouncing conspiracy theories and dangerous falsehoods targeting the Justice Department. Speaking to reporters, Garland defended the agency's impartiality and condemned what he describes as outrageous attacks that undermine faith in the justice system. Garland said the Justice Department employees have faced growing and unprecedented attacks the past few years, including threats of violence.
Through your work, you have made clear that the Justice Department will not be intimidated by these attacks. But it is dangerous and outrageous that you have to endure them.
Attorney General Merrick Garland. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. wholesale price increases mostly slowed last month.
The Labor Department says its producer price index rose 0.2% from July to August. That's up from an unchanged reading a month earlier. And measured from a year ago, prices were up 1.7% in August, the smallest such rise since February, and down from a 2.1% annual increase in July.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the report, the latest evidence that inflation pressures are cooling enough for the Federal Reserve to begin cutting interest rates next week. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. fell this week to its lowest level in 19 months, reflecting a pullback in Treasury yields ahead of the expected rate cut from the Federal Reserve. The rate fell to 6.20% from 6.35% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. Stocks have moved higher following a couple of reports on the economy that came in close to expectations. The Dow is up 218 points. The NASDAQ Composite up 208 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Michigan.
Bethany Christian Services used to work for the state government, helping resettled refugees. But Michigan officials have killed all contracts with BCS because the ministry requires that employees abide by its statement of faith. So BCS is going to court, releasing a statement saying, quote, federal law is clear, and the courts have repeatedly affirmed that nonprofit organizations like ours can hire staff and select leaders who share the organization's faith mission. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling that blocks Arizona from enforcing a 2022 law that bans boys from playing on girls' sports teams. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court that before puberty, there are no significant differences between boys and girls in athletic performance. The case will now be sent back to the lower court. This is SRN News. There are more people than ever before who are living in the U.S. but were born in another country.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey, 14.3% of people living in the United States in 2023 were foreign-born. The rate hasn't been this high since 1910, when it was 14.7%, driven by waves of people immigrating in search of a better life around the end of the 19th century and the start of the 20th century. International migrants have become a primary driver of population growth this decade, as fewer children are being born in the U.S. I'm Donna Water.
The Pac-12 adding Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State starting in 2026 to join Oregon State and Washington State in a rebuilt Conference of Champions. Those additions robbing the Mountain West of four of its successful football programs. More details at SRNNews.com.